Week 6 of the NFL season, week 5 of the Lions season. You eager to get back to work? How was the bye week?
No question. The bye week was great. Got to see my family and rest up. That was most important.
Good news. So now you're back to work. You got Philadelphia on the road. People look at it. I know you don't as a player, but as fans, people look at this two-game stretch as crucial, and it starts in Philly. When you get set for the Eagles, what's going through your mind?
It's definitely an important stretch, and more or less every single game in the NFL is important, especially when it's an NFC opponent. Philly's a great team that's been playing really well. They obviously lost a close one last week when I saw. We need to get back on the roll and be playing well.
Big challenge in that Michael Vick can create so many different things in and out of the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
How can that affect your approach to the game, and how can that affect how you affect the game?
The biggest thing is that you don't allow it to affect your approach to the game. The biggest thing is you want to understand that he is a threat and he can't hurt you with his feet, and you just need to be aware of that and be cognizant of it and be able to rush well as a unit. And that's something that I feel that strongly as a defensive line, we can do that, and we're the main people to contain him.
You're starting to hear a lot of chatter around the league, people beginning to talk about the Lions, and mm-hmm. you were mentioned and you addressed it this week, but isn't winning the most important thing to do just to shut everybody up in that regard?
No question. Take care of your business, and people can say whatever they want to say. People are always going to have their opinion, like I said earlier this week, and that's life. This is the business that we're in. This is the type of sport that we love to play, and I love to play. There's always going to be critics.
One of the things I like to do in this segment is get people to know you a little bit, but I also mm-hmm. think it's a good opportunity for people to get to know one of your teammates.
Mm-hmm.
Watch what happened yesterday in the locker room with Lawrence Jackson.
We've heard it, you know, from several sources, I'd say, about Lawrence Jackson being your inspiration. Just talk about that.
Well, I mean, I just like to follow in his footsteps, and he's just a great guy. I mean, he's one of a hell of a guy. I mean, I don't know what to say. Just my inspiration. I strive to be like him.
He's a pretty funny guy.
Yeah.
Is that one of your closer friends?
Yeah, he's definitely one of my closer friends on the team, and he definitely gets to see that fun side that you guys got to see yesterday. He's at my house, hangs out all the time, and he's a funny guy himself. He can be a character.
And you know, broth helps with your joints, too. Because there's like chicken cartilage in it or something like that. Yeah.
Let me get you in position. I want to have Ndamukong show me a move. I'm going to line up in the offensive tackle or offensive guard position. If you're trying to make a move, just give somebody a quick education about what you would do to try to get to the quarterback.
My biggest thing when I'm getting off the ball is I want to attack and close the space. We call it hip cushion between myself and the offensive lineman. Actually kind of stole this move, which was kind of patent to Kyle, and seeing him beat guys with it many, many years. And it's a little speeded up for me, or sped up, as it's a little bit closer in the trenches. Mm-hmm. I'm getting off the ball.
Where do you hold my hands?
You can just hold them right there.
All right.
I don't even need your hands because I never want an offensive lineman to touch me.
Okay, then.
So I'm closing the hip cushion. I put my hand, which will bring this hand for you to touch me, and as you bring it, I knock it off.
Right,
and then
boom,
I clear my feet through.
But I'm still trying to do this.
But I'm through. I'm at the quarterback.
How do you pursue if they're trying to run a draw or something? Do you have to guess which side you're going on? Is that where instinct comes in?
Well, that's where the rush lanes in come in. And so and understanding what type of offenses you're going against and what type of things, what type of formations they run draws out of. And if they're running a draw out of it, if I can beat you cleanly, you have to do that.
All right.
But my linebacker's coming in and filling that gap.
All right. All right. Always like to get a little look
always
inside
gap
the
sound.
Game.
Always got to be gap sound. So that's most important. And a lot of times I'll do that move when I feel it's almost 100% pass. And there's some teams that show you. I mean, Tennessee was a great team that showed you we're going to pass 100% in this particular formation and in this set. So you pick and choose when you want to do it and where you can take your shots.
All right. That is this week's edition of Inside the Huddle with Ndamukong Suh.